Salt to Salt. 1. At the lip of the Pacific, a shoe fills with sand. It's a huge shoe, a man's shoe, the size my father used to wear, mass-produced in a country where the people have small hands and feet. Now it rocks in front of me, dilapidated, saturated, as the sea pulls boots of silt up past my ankle bones. Maybe I should let the beach absorb me, wait until the sand closes over my head, while a sea lion regards me with one innocent chocolate eye. 2. We dwell inside each other, salt to salt, yet the sea and I are strangers, opaque as parents to their children. Dead below the knees, my father watched continents drift in and out of view, those big feet in lopsided running shoes. In the end, he forgot everything, lost in that seductive vista, islands, hazy peaks, the water's sliding surfaces. 3. We are not finished. A lone shoe is the punchline to some impenetrable joke, and me at the water's edge, ready for more uncanny gifts, while the sea, wearing an old coat, waits for its children to come home.